In honor of our new sons, Shalom Zachar, and upcoming bris, Emir Tashem, I want to focus this week's Parsha, Parsha Nitzavim, on a pasuk which we've spoken about in the past, but give a bit of a new insight. Hashem tells us, and the Torah tells us, after Am Yisrael eventually do tshuva, after the cholos have taken place, that will be returned to Hashem, and then eventually the Torah tells us, "Umal Hashem lakecha as levavcha v'slevav zarecha lahavas Hashem lakecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha l'man chayecha." That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do a milas halev. He's going to circumcise the heart of Am Yisrael and all the future generations of Am Yisrael in order that we should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all our soul and all our life. That's what the Haftacha that the Torah tells us. And many of the Mefarshim try to figure out exactly what is this Milas Alev, what's the Arlas Alev, what is the circumcision, what's the covering of the heart. The Ramban, for example, references the fact how it used to be when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind that a person's natural desires and wills were to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem, that Avodas Hashem was something which was naturally built in to the makeup of the human being, and then only after we sinned with the Eitz Hadas and the Tov L'Ra did we start contemplating things that were not just good for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but things that were subjectively good. And perhaps the Milas Alev that is referred to over here in the Parsha is a Milas Alev to return back to the ideal state of man, where our desires are lined up with those desires of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and perhaps that's the insight into the Milas Alev. However, some of the Mefarshim point out that there's a bit of contradiction between this pasuk and a pasuk earlier on in Parshas Akev. The Torah tells us in Akev, "Umaltem es arlas levavchem," that we are instructed, Am Yisrael is instructed to be mal the arlas levavchem. That Am Yisrael is the one who is instructed to do this milas alev, to remove this covering of the heart in order to allow a more robust and fulfilled avodas Hashem. So how could it tell us in Parshas Nitzavim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's going to perform this bris milah, this milas alev, as opposed to in Parshas Akev, when it seems as if the achrayas and responsibilities on Am Yisrael in order to perform the milas alev? Rabbi Nagyon and Shari Tshuva gives a very beautiful insight, and he explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reciprocate to a person's desire for tshuva. That those who want to perform tshuva, those who are interested in returning back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu misayeyo, Hashem will help them in that process, bringing them back towards the fold. And it's a very beautiful idea that we understand that Chazal tell us that if a person has certain motivation, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help them down that path. And so too over here, that when one has the desire for Avodas Hashem, one has the desire for relationship to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that even if perhaps they feel that they're unable to fulfill it on their own, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help them out, even with just that small desire, which is a beautiful message for Yimei Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which is soon upon us, that even if we feel we're unable to perhaps complete the tshuva process, but as long as we express that desire in Ratzon, and the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it on Am Yisrael, of Umaltem es Arlas Levavchem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reciprocate with Umal Hashem Elokecha es Levavcha ves Levav Zarecha. I just wanted to add one simple insight. What is this imagery of a Milas Halev in order to demonstrate and depict this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help and actualize the desires of Avodas Hashem and help a person fulfill those desires? Why this idea of Mila? And I think the idea is very much connected to the idea of a baby and an infant who receives bris milah. A baby and an infant, so when they want something, they express their desire, even though they know they're unable to actualize that desire that they want so much. If the baby's hungry, so he cries, and the mother provides it with milk. If the baby is uncomfortable and needs to be changed, so he cries, and one of the parents goes in and changes the diaper. And the way in which a baby functions and operates is by expressing a desire and then understanding that it is up to the parent in order to have that desire actualized, in order to have that desire fulfilled. And so too, I think when it comes to our own Avodas Hashem, if we take that perspective and we understand that we are all infants sometimes when it comes to our Avodas Hashem, we are infants in terms of our desires or our ability to fulfill our desires. And sometimes Avodas Hashem can seem very daunting, the notion of never speaking Lashon Hara or never sinning or a whole myriad of things which this Tarryag Mitzvah puts upon an individual could feel sometimes daunting. However, if we understand that we are like the infant, and that as long as we have a desire to fulfill all Tarryag, then the same way that an infant who has a desire for something, that their parent will help them fulfill it, so too, if we have a desire as the children of Avinu Sheba Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He will also, Emir Tashem, fulfill those desires in order to bring us closer to Him and have a proper Milas Alev. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.